that we can celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天是多么美好的一天，我们可以一起来庆祝我们主耶稣复活的日子。
As we were going through the baptism this morning,
今天早上在我们做行水礼的过程中，
I was thinking how good it is to worship in the house of the Lord.
我在想多么美好的一件事情，我们在神的殿中来敬拜他。
And how good it was to hear our brothers and sisters publicly proclaim their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们弟兄姊妹一同来到神的殿中，向众人来见证我们对他的信心。
Some said it in a very soft but confident voice.
他们当中有一些用非常轻柔的声音，但是是非常确定的声音。
And some said it in a very loud and confident voice.
他们中有一些很大声，非常有充满了信心。
I remember back, I think it was this past Thanksgiving.
我记得在去年的感恩节。
When one of our brothers even raised his hand.
我记得有一位弟兄他高举了他的手。
And I remember thinking, one day everyone will have to give an account.
我相信有一天我们每一个人都会成为神的儿女。
The scriptures say that every knee will bow on one day.
圣经上说有一天每一个膝都向神敬拜。
And how much better it is that we acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ now.
我们在一起来尊崇他。
This morning, our scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18.
今天早上我们的读经是在约翰福音第二十章第一节到十八节。
And I'll read that for us today.
我来为大家朗读。
In English.
用英文。
John writes, Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. And so she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. And we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and the other disciple, and they were going to the tomb. And the two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead of faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. And stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Simon Peter, therefore, also came following him and entered the tomb, and he beheld the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple, who had first come to the tomb, entered then also, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and beheld Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, Tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said to her, Mary. And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that she had said these things, and that he had said these things to her.
约翰福音第二十章一至十八节，七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。 两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。 因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说。 因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身去，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。” 玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼，拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。”耶稣说：“不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。”抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说：“我已经看见了主。”
I've been reading through the accounts of the arrest, the trial, the crucifixion, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我在读有关我们主耶稣基督被抓、受审、被钉十字架的事件。
And one thing that I notice about Jesus's arrest, trial, and crucifixion is that it took his friends and his followers by surprise.
我注意到一件事，就是耶稣被抓、受审、被审以及被钉十字架时，让他的朋友及追随者非常的吃惊。
They had seen him heal people, walk on water, even cleanse the temple as a, raise the dead.
他们曾见过他医治人，在水上行走，并且让死人能够站起来。
Yet just days after he had entered the city of Jerusalem as king, he even cleansed the temple as a prophet. And then he was arrested, tried, and convicted.
当他像君王一样进入耶路撒冷城之后，他像作为祭司在圣殿当中，他清理了圣殿。而就在这几天之后，他却被像罪犯一样被抓、受审、被判刑，最后处死。
And above all of that, then he was crucified as a criminal.
他像一个犯罪的人一样被处死。
And with that, in Matthew's gospel,
在马太福音中记述,
we read that darkness came over all the land.
遍地都黑暗了。
And It came over all of his friends.
这黑暗笼罩着他的朋友,
over their hearts and their minds and their spirits.
笼罩了他们的心灵, 笼罩了他们的精神。
Maybe you would have felt that way too.
也许你曾经有这样的感受。
You might even feel that way today.
也许今天你就有这样的感受。
Or you might know someone who does.
或者你知道某一个人正处于这种状态。
If that's the case, I want you to know that there is hope.
如果是这样的话, 我想让你知道, 我们还有希望。
There's hope in the resurrection.
神的复活给我们带来了希望。
Today I'd like to look at this passage and see and point out how the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ moves us.
今天我们就来看一看神的复活是怎样改变了我们。
And today first I'd like to mention that and point out that the resurrection moves us from the darkness of confusion to clarity.
神的复活使我们从 混乱黑暗中走到了光明。
That first Easter was a confusing morning for Mary.
复活日的第一个早上对玛利亚来说是非常的混乱的。
First, it was early morning when Mary Magdalene saw a sign of the resurrection.
一大清早，抹大拉的玛利亚，她看到了耶稣复活的一个印记。
The stone was removed.
石头被挪开了。
But she was still in the dark concerning this significance.
但是她仍然不明白这到底是什么意义。
She had to be grief-stricken.
她一定非常的悲痛。
Then she finds the tomb empty.
然后她发现坟墓空了。
Then she meets two angels, but may not have realized that they were actually angels.
然后她遇到了两个天使, 但是她并没有意识到他们就是天使。
And then she sees Jesus.
然后她见到了耶稣。
But at first she doesn't recognize him.
但是刚开始她也不知道他就是耶稣。
She thinks he's a gardener.
她想他是看园人。
She's confused.
她非常的混乱。
She runs to tell Peter and the other disciple.
她跑去告诉彼得和其他的门徒。
And she believes they moved his body.
她相信有人把主从坟墓里挪了去。
Isn't this true sometimes with us?
有时我们也有这样的事情发生吗?
How many of us here are confused?
我们当中有多少人常常会觉得很混乱。
Confused about one thing or the other.
各种各样的事情。
Maybe we're confused about how to raise our children.
也许我们不知道怎样来教养我们的子女。
Maybe we're confused on how to handle relationships.
不知道如何处理人际关系。
Maybe we're confused about how to handle our finances.
也不知道如何处理我们的财政。
How to fill out the tax reform, forms.
怎么样来报税表。
Maybe emotionally, there are times when we are like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down.
也许情绪上我们就像一个忽上忽下的悠悠球。
Maybe the pressures of work are burning you out.
也许我们工作的压力使我们精疲力尽。
And you're left confused.
而且混乱不堪。
I wonder if Mary didn't feel that way after the past few days in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的那几天, 我想玛利亚一定经历了这些感受。
But then, at that very time, in the midst of confusion,
但就在这混乱当中,
Jesus calls Mary by name.
神呼唤玛利亚的名字,
and her confusion disappears into excitement and joy.
她的混乱顿时消失, 而且转变为喜乐。
Have you ever been with your family to some large event?
我们和家人有没有去过一些大的 场所?
Or maybe to a very busy city like New York.
或者像纽约这样的大城市。
And you're walking as a group.
我们一起走在街上。
And one of the people in the family, I know this has happened to me a number of times.
其中的一个家庭成员, 常常这也发生在我们家里。
You get distracted, but just for a second.
他常常会被各种各样的事情吸引。
And then you look around, and there's nobody that you know.
但是当你左右看看, 没有一个人你认识。
And you feel lost.
你觉得非常的失落。
And you're wondering, where could I have gone?
我去哪里呢?
I just turned my head for a second.
我只是把头转回去了一下下。
And then you hear this voice.
那么你听到了这个声音。
Usually it's one of my children.
通常这是我的孩子。
Saying, Dad, we're over here.
他们说，嘿，爸爸，我在这里。
And as maybe uncomforting as that might sound, it really does sound good to hear a familiar voice.
我听起来真的是觉得心中非常的平安。
All of a sudden, all the anxiety is gone.
一下子我的焦虑就没有了。
And there is peace.
带来的是平安。
There's a good feeling of comfort.
我觉得被安慰、受安慰的感觉真好。
You know, that's the type of thing that we need to remember.
我想这是我们需要记住的事情。
That our, in the midst of confusion, clarity will come when we hear the voice of God.
当我们在混乱、迷茫当中，我们听到神的声音，我们的心就平安了。
For those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ,
在我们当中已经认识主耶稣基督的人
，For those of us who read the Scriptures,
那些读过圣经的人
，We can be comforted by His word.
从他的话语中，我们得到了安慰。
Look at what Matthew writes in Matthew 10 verses 29 and 30.
我们来看马太福音第二十九章三十节。
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？
Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your father's care.
若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。
And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
就是你们的头发也被数过了。
How about 1 Peter 5:7?
我们再来看看彼得前书五章第七节。
Peter encourages us to cast all our care, all our anxiety upon Him who cares for us.
彼得鼓励我们将我们一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
So we know Jesus wants to do something about our confusion.
所以我们知道，主耶稣基督是会来帮助我们解决我们生活中的混乱。
But the key is we need to receive the comfort from His Word, the Scriptures.
但是这里有一个关键，就是我们首先要从圣经他的话语中得到安慰。
The resurrection moves us from the darkness of confusion to clarity.
复活，耶稣的复活使我们从黑暗混乱到了光明。
Second, I'd like to look at the darkness of fear. We're moved from the darkness of fear to peace.
第二点，我们来看从黑暗恐惧到平安。
In John chapter 20 verses 19 through 23, we find that some of Jesus' closest followers have huddled together in this place, in this room, to make sense of all that's been going on.
在约翰福音二十章第十九到二十三节当中，我们看到耶稣的一些门徒聚集在一处，他们想要搞清楚到底这几天发生了什么事情。
They're behind these locked doors, and they're all together in fear.
他们把门都关起来，聚在一起，非常的害怕。
Peter,
彼得
the one who walked on the water,
彼得曾经在水上行走
was behind the door in fear.
也躲在这个门后。
James, the one of those who is called one of the sons of thunder.Is hiding behind a locked door in fear.
雅各，耶稣的其中一个门徒，他被称作雷子，他也躲在门后。
John, who is beloved by Jesus, who stayed by the cross to the very end, is behind a locked door in fear.
门徒约翰，他在主受难，他守在他的旁边，但是现在他也躲在门后。
They're all locked behind these.Doors because of fear for what the Jewish leaders may do to them.
他们关上门是因为出于恐惧，他们怕那些犹太人的官长将要来抓他们。
The news of the empty tomb has already reached the temple priests.
空坟墓的消息早已传到了圣殿祭司那里。
It's a fearful time.
这是一个充满恐惧的时刻。
But it's also a time filled with unexpected, exciting news.
但同时也充满了意料不到的、使人振奋的消息。
Mary Magdalene and the other woman have reported seeing Jesus alive.
抹大拉的玛利亚和其他妇女向别人告诉别人他们见到了复活的耶稣。
By this time, even Peter has seen him.
甚至彼得也见到了复活的耶稣。
Everyone has an opinion as to what it all means.
但对这件事，每一个人都有自己的想法。
And then suddenly there's this knock on the door.
突然有敲门声。
And I think every heart probably pounded a little faster at that very point.
我想这时每一个人的心跳都加速了。
Were the authorities here coming to get them?
是官长来抓他们吗？
What's going to happen next?
接下来要发生什么？
And then everyone is relieved to find that it is Cleopas and the other disciple who enter the room.
当耶稣的另外的门徒格留巴和另外一个门徒进到屋子里的时候，他们的心才放下来。
They seem excited.
他们这两个人看起来很兴奋。
And they begin to share with them.Their walk with Jesus.
他开始和这些门徒分享他们见到了耶稣。
They were walking to the village, and then there's this stranger that had joined them.
当时他们去一个村子，这是有一个陌生人来加入了他们。
And he begins to ask them questions.
他开始问这两个人问题。
And they told him about the events surrounding Jesus' death.
他们就告诉他有关耶稣死亡耶稣的死的一些事情。
And they relate to him that there were some stories about these women who had actually seen him alive.
他们还告诉他一些稀奇的事，就是从那些见过耶稣复活的妇女那里听来的。
And for the rest of the time they're walking, this stranger is explaining to them certain scriptures.
在余下来的路途中，这位陌生人和他们分享了圣经上所讲过所有的关于救世主弥赛亚受难和荣耀的事情。
And by that time they get to Emmaus.
到那个时候他们已经快到了以马忤斯这个地方。
And a friendship develops.
他们之间建立了友谊。
And then the stranger sits with them and they begin to eat.
这个陌生人就与他们一同坐席吃晚餐。
And then he breaks the bread.
他掰饼。
And then he blesses the meal.
他祝谢了。
And then all of a sudden they realize that it is Jesus himself.
突然他们这才意识到这就是耶稣他自己。
And as they're still telling this story to all of these disciples, hidden behind locked doors, suddenly right there in front of them is Jesus himself.
正当这两个人向众门徒告诉众门徒他所经历的事情的时候，门是关的，可是突然耶稣来到了他们中间。
And what does Jesus tell them?
耶稣会对他们说什么呢？
He says to them this.
他这样说，
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
Now that was a common greeting, but spoken by Jesus probably many times. But this time, in this situation, it was more than a greeting.It was a message.
耶稣在他的一生当中，这句话是一句普通的问候，但是在这个特殊的时刻，这句话不仅仅是一句问候，他释放了一个信息。
Luke tells us when Jesus appeared amongst them, they thought he was a ghost, and they were terrified.
路加福音告诉我们，当耶稣突然显现的时候，他们以为他是一个魂，都非常害怕。
They were, quite frankly, freaked out by somebody just appearing in front of them.
有一个人突然站在他们当中，他们都吓坏了。
But what does Jesus do?
但耶稣做了什么呢？
He calms their fears.
他平静了他们的恐惧。
With the words, peace be with you.
用他的话，愿你们平安。
That was certainly something they needed.
这的确是他们需要的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power.
神给我们的不是出于神给我们的不是出于恐惧的心，而是出于仁爱、刚强和清醒的心。
He has given us a sound mind.
他给我们一个清醒的头脑。
Fear has tormented, and these disciples were being tormented by their in their lives.
恐惧带着刑罚，这些门徒在这些天被恐惧和他们突然的想象所折磨。
Have you ever been fearful?
我们都害怕过吗？
Of not knowing what might happen next?
我们很怕，不知道将接下来要发生什么事情。
Have you ever been fearful for your life?
我们为我们的生活，为我们的生活当中的事情，恐惧吗？
Have you ever been fearful, because we don't know the future for ourselves economically?
也许我们不知道我们将来的经济状况怎样，我们感到恐惧。
Have you ever been fearful because you don't know what's next socially?
也许你会感到恐惧，因为我们不知道接下来我们人际关系会出现什么问题。
Have you ever been fearful because you don't know about your health?
也许我们感到恐惧，因为我们不知道我们的健康会出什么样的状况。
Are you fearful today?
今天你害怕吗？
If so, of what?
那如果是这样的话，你怕什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神没有给我们恐惧的心。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27.
在约翰福音十四章
Jesus says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
He goes on to say, Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
他继续说不要让你们的心害怕也不要胆怯
But here are the disciples, they are afraid.
但现在这些门徒都如此的惧怕
And he proves to them that he is not a spirit, not a ghost.
他向他们证实他不是鬼魂
And he shows them his hands and his side.
他将他的手和肋旁指给他们看
And they see clearly that this is the resurrected Christ.
他们这才明白，这真的是从死里复活的耶稣。
And at that moment of revelation, their fears are gone.
在启示的得到启示的这一刻，他们的恐惧一下子消除了。
Their sorrow is turned to joy.
他们的悲伤转为了喜乐。
Their hopes are revived.
他们又重新获得了希望。
Isn't it amazing how their awakening to His presence turned the world around?
这很神奇不是吗当耶稣基督将他们从梦中唤醒他们的世界一下子改变了
Are you aware of his presence in your life today, brothers and sisters?
今天在我们的生命当中我们有注意到耶稣基督吗
Are you mindful of him as you go through your daily duties at work?
在我每天完成工作任务的时候我们有没有留意到他
I would say, brothers and sisters, that we will discover more peace in our lives if we learn to nurture our awareness of His presence.
我想说如果我们学习训练自己感受他的同在那么我们在生活中就会寻到更多的平安。
The more we partner with Him,
每天我们与他多一些同工
during each day,
每一天
the more we can commune with Him in our spirit,
我们在灵里就会与他多一分交通
the more we depend upon Him for guidance and strength,
如果我们更多的依靠他的指引和他的力量
the more conscious we become of His presence with us,
我们也就更能意识到他的同在
and so then the resurrection will move us from the darkness of fear to peace.
所以主的复活就会将我们从黑暗恐惧中带到平安。
Third, I'd like to look at the fact that the resurrection moves us from huddling to going.
第三点，我想让大家来思考，神的复活让我们从紧缩到扩散。
You know, with this peace in my heart, I am commissioned to serve.
因有他的平安在我心中掌权，所以我蒙召出来侍奉。
First, the resurrection.Moves us from the darkness of confusion to clarity.
第一点，耶稣的复活使我们从黑暗混乱到了光明。
And then it moves us from the darkness of fear to a peace.
接下来，它使我们从黑暗恐惧中来到得到平安。
And third, the resurrection moves us to accomplish the mission that Jesus gave us.
第三，耶稣的复活也来推动我们大家来完成他的大使命。
Do you know that Jesus said this, As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
耶稣说，父怎样差遣了我，我也将怎样差遣你们。
The the resurrection moves us from huddling together to moving out, going.
所以主的复活让我们从紧聚聚在一处，让我们向四面八方扩张扩散。
In my hurry to come down here from my office, I forgot I wanted to bring a salt shaker.
今天我从办公室走过来的时候，我忘记带一个撒盐的小瓶子。
And in this salt shaker is all this salt.
在这个瓶子里面装的是盐。
And it's beautiful.
很漂亮。
It's all white.
都是白色。
Every little grain of salt is white, and it looks just like the other salt.
每一个盐粒它都和别的长得一样，都是白色。
But it doesn't do me any good.
但是对我没有什么好处。
Just looking at it on my desk.
我只是看它，把它放在我的桌上。
I like a little bit of salt on my steak.
我喜欢把盐撒在我的牛扒上。
It enhances the flavor.
因为给我很多味道会好一些。
And so that salt doesn't do any good in the shaker until I actually sprinkle some on my steak.
你看这个盐在瓶子里的时候没有任何好处，可是当放在牛排上的时候会让你觉得很香。
And then it accomplishes the goal, the mission it has.
我们大使命就有点像在这里。
To satisfy my taste buds.
是为了让我们的味觉得到满足。
God has given us something to do.
神给了我们一个使命来完成。
He has given us a mission.
他给了我们一个大使命。
You know, he gave Jesus a mission.
他给了耶稣一个使命。
And Jesus accomplished it.
而耶稣已经完成了他。
And then at the end of that, Jesus turned around and gave his church a mission.
在末了他将这个大使命加给了教会。
And basically what happened is Jesus passed the mantle of responsibility and took it off of his own shoulders and he put it onto the church.
耶稣将这个大使命加给了教会，让教会的弟兄姊妹来继续完成这个使命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
are we being moved by the resurrection to go and accomplish that mission?
我们是否被耶稣的复活激励，愿意去走出去来完成他的大使命。
You know, this is a wonderful day to talk about the saving life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天是一个非常好的日子来谈论来拯救生命。
Perhaps even today, the Lord may open a door for you to share about what Jesus has done.
也许今天神就给我们开了门，让我们能够和人分享神为我们做的事情。
And he may give one of us or all of us an opportunity today to accomplish, in some sense, the mission that he has given the church.
也许今天神就给了我们机会，让我们来完成他的使命。
Now he hasn't given us to do this in our own strength.
但是他没有让我们凭自己的力量来完成。
If we continue to read in chapter 20, verse 22, we're reminded that Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit into his disciples.
我们如果来继续读经的话，我们来看到神将他的生命赐予了他的门徒。
He has not left us in our own strength to accomplish the mission.
他没有让我们自靠自己的能力来完成这个使命。
But he has given us the power of the Holy Spirit to do it.
但是他给了我们圣灵的力量来完成它。
I'd like to just quickly go to the fourth point.
我们来看第四点。
The resurrection moves us from doubting to believing.
主的复活使我们从怀疑到信靠。
Thomas was not present when Jesus appeared to these disciples on the evening of the first Easter.
在第一个复活日的晚上，耶稣向他的门徒显现的时候，但是他的门徒多马并不在场。
And we don't know why he wasn't there with all the other disciples.
我们不知道他为什么不在。
But we could probably assume that he was radically shaken by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们可以想象，他一定是由于耶稣的死而从根本上动摇了他的信心。
After Jesus appeared to the others, they went to Thomas and told him what had happened.
当耶稣向其他门徒显现之后，这些门徒告诉他耶稣复活的事情。
But Thomas responded like this.
但是多马这样回答。
Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
I will not believe it.
我不要相信。
In the Greek, that is a double negative.
在希腊文中，这是双重否定。
Which means I absolutely will not believe it.
这表示说我绝对不会相信。
At this point, he's defiant.
那这个时刻，他十分的抗拒。
What he's saying is, I want absolute proof.
他想说的是，我必须要确实的证据。
Why is Thomas behaving like this?
为什么多马这样做呢？
Well, some of his response might be accounted for by his personality.
也许他的回应部分是由于他的性格。
He's an analytical person by nature.
他是一个天生非常喜欢分析的人。
He doesn't just go along with the crowd.
他并不是好像随意附和其他人的人。
And we saw this in the upper room.
我们在主耶稣和门徒用最后的晚餐的房间里。
Jesus was talking about his departure to his disciples.
耶稣向他的门徒讲他将要离开的事情。
And it was Thomas who was very forthright, to speak up and say,
是多马非常直截了当地说，
Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?
主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Thomas just isn't the type of person that will pretend to go along just to be congenial.
多马不是那种为了投人所好而假意附和的人。
But you know, I mostly think what we're seeing in his answer is the expression of emotional pain.
我想在这里从他的回答当中，我们看到的更多的是他情感上的伤痛。
The use of the double negative in the Greek is pretty significant here.
在希腊文中，双重否定的使用在这里强调了这一点。
You know what happened is that the death of Jesus was very traumatic in his life.
主耶稣的受难在他的心中有深深的创伤。
It hurt him deeply.
深深的刺痛了他。
Notice the preoccupation with his scars on his hand and his side.
我们注意到，多马非常的在意主耶稣因为受十字架酷刑之后留下的伤痕。
Thomas had invested himself wholeheartedly in following Jesus.
多马全身心的投入跟随耶稣。
And at this point, all he had left was heartache and disappointment.
但跟随至今，他所得到的只是心痛和非常的失望。
I don't think Thomas was just being stubborn or just like a cynical doubter.
我想多马并不只是一个固执的人，或者只是想要做一个怀疑者。
I think he didn't want to get hurt again.
我想他不想再受伤害了。
He didn't want to believe something and not have it come to pass.
他不想相信那些没有发生的事情。
He's giving these guys a real honest answer.
他给了他的其他的门徒们一个非常诚实的回答。
So Thomas is stuck in this protective mode, and he wants proof.
多马处在一个自我保护的状态，而且他需要证明。
So what is Jesus going to do with this guy?
那耶稣将怎么对他呢？
He deals with him in very much the same way that he graciously has dealt with us.
耶稣对待多马就像他对待我们每一个人一样，大有恩慈。
It's exactly 1 week later.
过了八天。
The disciples are all together once again.
门徒们又聚在一处。
And it's almost precisely the same scenario, except this time Thomas is with the group.
情景与头一次相同，仅仅是因为唯一不同的是多马在他们当中。
And then again, Jesus appears right in their midst again.
突然，耶稣又出现在他们当中。
Just as before, he begins with those precious words, "Peace be with you."
如同前一次，他一开始就说了这宝贵的话，愿你们平安。
But watch what he does. He turns from the 99 sheep.And he goes after the one that's lost.
我们看他做了什么？他放下了那九十九只羊，而唯独将注意力给了这个最失落的、最需要他的一只。
He invites Thomas to do exactly what he said he must do in order to believe.
他让多马做了多马说过想要做的事情。
So then he says to Thomas.
所以他对多马说
Put your finger here.
伸过你的指头来。
See my hands?
摸我的手。
Reach out your hand and put it in my side.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。
What an amazing example of grace that is to us.
这里所展现的恩典是何等的伟大。
Then came the message to Thomas.
然后信息临到了多马。
Stop doubting and believe.
不要疑惑，总要信。
The evidence is more than enough to support your faith.
复活的证据是足以坚定我们的信心。
He says to him, "Now you must make a moral choice."
现在我们你必须要做一个道德上的选择。
You will choose to continue, or excuse me, will you choose to continue in your unbelief?
你要选择继续不信呢？
Or will you now choose to stop doubting and believe?
还是要选择停止疑惑，开始信靠。
Doesn't the Lord have something to say like that to us at times?
难道我们主耶稣要不时的时时的告诉我们这句话，不要疑惑，总要信吗？
I think there's a little bit of doubting Thomas in all of us.
我想我们每一个人身上都有一点多马的影子。
But the Lord understands our troubles and is gracious to us.
但是主明了我们的挣扎，他是仁慈的。
But then there comes this time where we need to just embrace the truth.
但是那个时刻总是要来到是否我们要接受真理并且信靠。
Stop doubting and believe.
停止怀疑开始信靠。
There comes a moment.
这个时刻也会来到。
When it is no longer acceptable to allow, say, the pain from the past to dominate the future.
过去的伤痛将不再被允许来继续左右我们的未来。
So, stop doubting and believe.
所以不要疑惑，总要信。
Is there anyone here that needs to make a decision like that?
今天在这里有没有人需要做这样一个决定呢？
Is there anyone here that needs to decide to take the Lord at His word and move forward?
在这里有没有人需要决定要相信耶稣的话，并且付诸行动呢？
Then you need to stop doubting and believe.
那么你需要停止疑惑，开始信靠。
Embrace the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要接受主耶稣的真理。
He was crucified.
他被钉十字架。
He died.
他死了。
He was buried,
他被埋了。
And on the third day he arose.
到了第三日他复活了。
Because he died for us and arose.
因为他为我们的死为我们的罪而死。
We have the forgiveness of sin.
我们的罪得到了赦免。
And we could be reconciled back to the Father.
我们能够再与神相聚。
And we can start a life of everlasting living in the presence of the Father.
我们能够得到永生的生命，与主在一起。
Is that something that maybe we need to make a decision on?
这是我们需要做决定的事情。
If that describes you, maybe.
如果这个说的是你的情况的话。
Please don't leave here today without making a decision for our Lord Jesus.
请你今天在离开之前就下这个决定，相信信靠耶稣。
He has risen from the dead.
他从死里复活。
We have hope for salvation.
我们有得救的确据。
He moves us from confusion to clarity.
他将我们从混乱黑暗中带到了光明。
From the darkness of fear to peace.
也从黑暗恐惧当中带到了平安。
From huddling together to going out.
让我们从紧缩到扩散。
And from doubting to believing.
也让我们从怀疑到信靠。
Amen.
Amen.